For more than 1 year, the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees has spearheaded a political campaign based in Montreal to fight against the deportation of over 100 Palestinian refugees from Canada. These refugees fled from the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon and the occupied territories over the last couple of years, claiming refugee status in Canada. Since September 11th, Citizenship and Immigration Canada has been systematically denying Palestinian refugee claims. These Palestinian refugees face deportation to the illegal and deadly Israeli military occupation, which plagues everyday life throughout the occupied territories, and to the violence, poverty, and persecution which defines life in the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon. The political campaign to fight against the deportation of Palestinian refugees based in Montreal has seen various political actions, from large-scale demonstrations numbering up to 1,000 people, direct actions on the offices of Immigration Canada, and large amounts of popular education work throughout Canada, all in an effort to build popular support for the demand of rejected Palestinian refugee claimants to remain in Canada and to be granted full status. On Sunday, February 15th, three Palestinian refugees fleeing the camps of Lebanon publicly announced their two-week-old sanctuary in a Montreal church, highlighting the ongoing struggle of Palestinian refugees. Shortly after, the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees organized a rally outside of the offices of Immigration Canada to stress the ongoing struggle of all Palestinian refugees fighting deportation. I spoke with Ahmed Rustam, a Palestinian refugee from southern Lebanon, at the rally.
Avec les refugiés, so, solidarité, avec les refugiés, so, solidarité.
We're today in solidarity with the Palestinian refugees in Montreal. They are facing deportation back to refugee camps in Lebanon and back to the occupied territories in the West Bank or in Gaza. And there's a new family which took a sanctuary yesterday in a church in NDG in Montreal. And we're here to support their cause of the Palestinian refugee family in the church, as well as the rest of the Palestinian refugee claimants whose refugee claim has been refused, asking Canada to accept them and to stop deporting them, because this is unacceptable and this is inhumane for Palestinian refugees to be sent back to places like the occupied territories, where everyone is watching how people are treated there, how people are dying, how houses are being demolished. So it's inhumane from Canada to send people back there. That's why we are here today.
This is a building of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Can you maybe speak about how specifically you feel Citizenship and Immigration Canada has discriminated against Palestinian refugees?
It's obvious from the decision some IRB members took to reject the claim of the Palestinian refugees. Like when an IRB member tell a refugee claimant from Gaza who's showing him pictures of his family inside the house demolished and his kids inside the house, destroyed house, and when the IRB members say that his kids looks healthy, it's obvious and clear discrimination, and it's a political opinion. And when another guy from another refugee claimant from the refugee camps in Jenin, where the massacres, where people have been massacred constantly through the years, when the IRB member tell him that what Israel is trying to do is defending its security, and all what he's saying is false, and rejecting his claim on this basis, it's a clear political opinion which took place, not an objective judgment. And when Palestinian refugees from the refugee camps in Lebanon, who were all their lives stateless, without a citizenship, without the basic human rights, being told that they are not persecuted in Lebanon, and there's no persecution, and they are not in danger in Lebanon, this is not true. This is because they have no citizenship, they have no basic human rights. This is persecution. So to send them back to the refugee camps where they continue living without citizenship, without any human right, this is inhumane. That's why we are standing here today in front of Immigration Canada office to denounce these decisions.
When you came to Canada as a refugee, Were you surprised at how the immigration system treated you, how the Canadian government treated Palestinian refugee claimants? What was your idea coming to Canada to claim refugee status and then being faced with the reality of being refused?
I gotta tell you, I was like really surprised that Canada is refusing Palestinian refugees, refugees who's been refugee all their lives, who never known any status other than a refugee. I never expected that Canada could refuse me and reject my claim and refuse the other refugee claimants who come from whether the refugee camps in Lebanon or the occupied territories, because we are real refugees. We are people who are living in danger. We are people who face persecution all our lives, and we came here to look for a better future, to look for a life to live. And it was a shock for me to get refused. And
can you talk about the refugee camps in southern Lebanon that you came from?
The refugee camps in Lebanon, there's 12 refugee camps in Lebanon. These camps are built by the first generation of the Palestinian refugees who fled Palestine in 1948 and came to Lebanon. And they built the refugee camps, which started with tents first. And then when they saw that they are staying longer and longer, these tents transformed into concrete. And they built it with the best of their knowledge. And the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon are excluded from the help of the Lebanese government. There is no infrastructure plan from the Lebanese government, so they got to help themselves to get the water and to get electricity, which they get it like 3 or 6 hours a day in the lucky days. And these are the conditions living in the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon.
One more question. Can you talk about the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, who's organizing in Montreal against deportation of all Palestinian refugees?
The Coalition Against Deportation of Palestinian Refugees is found like more than a year now, when the number of the Palestinian refugees getting their letter of the date of deportation is increasing and increasing. And so we, with the help of a lot of volunteers and a lot of organization, with the support of a lot of organizations, and we managed to create this coalition to ask the Canadian government, the Immigration Canada, to reconsider our cases, because we believe that we face injustice being rejected and facing deportation. So we're trying to organize to make Immigration Canada look one more time about to our cases, and to accept us and to regularize all the Palestinian refugees in Canada.
So, solidarité avec.
You've been listening to an interview with Ahmed Rustam, a Palestinian refugee from southern Lebanon, at a rally organized by the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees. Shortly after, three Palestinian refugees fleeing the camps of Lebanon publicly announced their two-week-old sanctuary in a Montreal church, highlighting the broader struggle of over 100 Palestinian refugees fighting deportation from Canada. For more than 1 year, the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees has spearheaded a political campaign based in Montreal to fight against the deportation of over 100 Palestinian refugees from Canada. These Palestinian refugees face deportation to the illegal and deadly Israeli military occupation, which plagues everyday life throughout the occupied territories, and to the violence, poverty, and persecution which defines life in the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon. The political campaign to fight against the deportation of Palestinian refugees based in Montreal has seen various political actions, from large-scale demonstrations numbering up to 1,000 people, direct actions on the offices of Immigration Canada, and large amounts of popular education work throughout Canada, all in an effort to build popular support for the demand of rejected Palestinian refugee claimants to remain in Canada and to be granted full status. For more information on the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, email refugees@riseup.net or call 514-591-3171. This interview was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.
Solidarité avec les réfugiés. So. Solidarité avec les réfugiés. So. Solidarité avec, avec, avec les réfugiés. So, 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 solidarité avec, avec, avec les réfugiés. So, 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 solidarité avec, avec, avec les réfugiés.